So it's 7 o'clock. Let's go ahead and start. It's July 13, 2020, 7 p.m. This is the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Brendage is, it looks like she might be coming. Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And then, you got Brendage?
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
Sorry.
So, recognition of visitors. So, we have, sorry.
Logio Ortega.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And
Cheryl.
Well, I know, yes, Cheryl Wolanski.
And this is Joe McCarran. He's our board member.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah. And Elisa Topper, library director. So, okay. And are there amendments to the agenda?
Yes. Before the minutes, and replacing under unfinished business would be an E-rate project update.
E-rate project update. Okay. Okay. Then, agreed. So go ahead.
So we'll move on to mural update then?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's all up to you.
So there's some considerations that we have. We've got the mural artist here, myself, and then Joan from the Art Guild. And I'm sorry to ask this of you, but I would like to ask you to walk with us down to take a look at the wall because I just have a couple things to discuss.
Sure. Keep your social distance.
Got it.
6 feet.
Go ahead, Russ.
I'll go ahead. I got to grab my cane.
Okay.
Look at the yards. Just put your arms out. You'll be 6 feet.
Right.
If you don't touch me, you walk up there.
It's a surprise. The girls are up.
Oh, come on.
Have it done for our patrons when they came in
the
on opening day, and he did it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll have a bookmark to give to the public that talks about the mural.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
So it has a lot of elements from literature.
Yeah, can you
as you look around,
with us?
Well, why do I feel like I need to come back?
And he did sign it on the side.
Yeah, my signature's here. I probably should have made it. We started out with the Secret Garden was a bit of an inspiration. But then we thought a landscape would be good too. And the Secret Garden, I just didn't know. I ran out of things to put in. But the landscape opened up a lot of possibilities, and we sort of combined the two. And even from the original concept, I brought in the stone idea. If you remember the original concept, they had a fox, stone fox in the library. So that helps to tie the mural into the existing architecture. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just a big sticker on the wall.
Yeah.
And so I took elements from literature, well known, and some of them are vague so that they can mean something different to everybody. And as you look at the mural, every part of it, every layer of depth, all the way back into the clouds, has literary elements. And I'll leave it to you.
What's that one up there to the left, above white?
It's a knight.
Knight.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Did I see the dinosaurs and the frog prints and Moby Dick and the pirate ship?
Yeah. I love the clouds.
And the dragon.
I love the clouds very loose.
Yeah. Just because it's been
wow.
Really
beautiful.
Great.
Yeah.
recognize Cheryl for all the hard work she did. Yeah. Yeah. Not only as a staff member, as president of the guild.
Everybody who put their time and effort into it, who donated money, who donated artwork, and just, it's amazing. It's been amazing to have it come together and actually have it here to greet our patrons today.
Yes. And we will have a press release. Cheryl will have a press release going out.
And watching the kids come in and the families come in and stand here and point together and look at each piece and try to find all the different images. And then people started seeing things that aren't there.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun, too.
I
wouldn't mind everybody to walk through
and look at it. You know, we can do it
in a stop.
If you want to
talk, it's stop.
I think it would be a fun contest to see how
many people can literally reference it.
Uh-huh.
How about some of you also walk through?
Let's let them walk through. We'll do it after the board leaves. And the thing that most of our patrons have felt is just that this is kind of what imagination feels like. There aren't a lot of details because you're picking those details out in your own brain as it recedes into the distance. So that castle could be the site of a 100 different books.
Yeah.
And don't miss the leaf at the end.
The leaf
and the outlet. I like the outlet.
Isn't that amazing? I wouldn't even be able to get that line straight.
Yes.
The outlet, let alone.
I hate outlets.
See, from over there, the stone part doesn't look like it's three dimensional from on that side.
And was that book always there about the door?
Yep, that's part of it too.
It looks so like it's true.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah,
so that's
have
a surprise.
I don't have any negative anything.
Better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there's always somebody, and somebody has not come in yet, and everybody loves it.
No negative.
Yeah, they just love it.
It's so detailed.
And especially the kids, you know, just being so excited, pointing out every part of it. That was great.
This is very talented.
This is a real pleasure for me.
It was great.
Yes.
I mean,
it looks so real.
I love this box.
If you love to paint,
this
or
is like Yorkville. This box
underneath. This box really ties it into the community.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is.
What a surprise.
And the bear
face. It looks
like
that book
tree
just pops right off of the corner.
No, I missed that.
Even though it's painted.
No, that's what
yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Like, I see it. And someone else is like, I see it too.
Oh, yes, yeah,
so they want me to have a list of things to add to.
You should do a contest. See what
somebody
can
saw
find
a bear face. The gnat is his nose.
Oh.
And I can see it. And before that, somebody saw a face, and I saw the face until I saw the bear, and now I can't see it. That's called
fire. That reminds me of Lord of the Rings trees.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Awesome job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for staying and coming out tonight.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the reveal.
I love that. As an artist, these are all the
so
elements
cool
that get a kid
from.
And
I had enough money for you to do a room in my house.
I know, right?
That's so cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
Maybe if we stand on different sides.
Can you use my phone also, John?
Didn't everybody choose the mug? I don't need another mug.
Could you take one with my phone also? Could you also use my phone? Could you take one with my phone also?
What's that? That's what my muscles are for.
It's
just
a big spot.
It
looks like
you're
hanging over the edge.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just a tiger.
I mean,
where should the stand?
It's so weird. It looks like it's coming off.
In front of the
window.
In front of
the window.
Yeah.
In front of the window or here? Here?
No, you're blocking the tiger.
You are distance.
Did
I ask us to...
Yeah.
Is it okay if we remove the mask for a photo?
Well, you need to move over a little bit because you're blocking the cute
frog. Or keep them on.
Where's that prince?
I think if you're just taking a picture, you can take them off.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
want to get one with all the board members?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Now we didn't have to wear masks or we'd be too close.
Yeah.
We'll have to be 6 feet apart.
We're going to stagger everybody.
Get the lining
and get the Adobe Photoshop.
No, what I did with my kids, I had them go like forward, back, so they were 6 feet. But when you take the photo, it looks like they're in a line. Mm-hmm. You really are. Because you do like rows.
The girl was not prepared to take a picture.
How long did it take?
Oh, this. I'd say about 5 weeks.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
How did you know this?
But, you know, then the planning and all that, the design. Mm-hmm. Was...
How long did the Starbucks mural take?
Starbucks mural took, it was 2 months, but about 3 months worth of work. Because I put in 12, 14-hour days in class.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that one has a kind of hard deadline. You know, I have to finish.
Okay.
Very cool.
Thank you. You don't have to leave
it in the house. That was a surprise. Right. That's really cool.
He installed it yesterday. Cheryl was sending me pictures all afternoon.
I'm sure the patrons were like,
was talented like that. Wow. It's amazing.
Okay, so next is the minutes. So if everybody can take a look at the minutes. We have a special board meeting, Board of Trustees meeting, July 1st minutes, and the minutes from June 8th, the special policy committee meeting. And also we have the June 8th Board of Trustees meeting.
Special Policy Committee meeting of June the 8th and the board meeting of June the 8th and the special board meeting of July the 1st.
Second.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Brundage?
Yes.
Okay. So now we'll move on to correspondence. We have two items for correspondence. One is, dear library staff and trustees, I am writing to thank you for your thoughtful and beautiful gifts on the occasion of the end of my 23 years of working at the library. If you drive down Church Street and stop at the corner of Church and Main, turn right at the big blue house, and in the backyard you will see some beautiful flowers and shrubs, thanks to you. I'm using the silver keychain and the thoughtful words on the chain. It will be dear to me always. Thank you for thinking of me. I will think of you always. Love, Barb.
Barb Manning.
Mm-hmm. And the next is, dear Yorkville Library Board members, 2020 has sure been a crazy year thus far. Certainly none of us expected a global pandemic and all the steps and requirements necessary to fight it. In our support of the fight, closing our library was required. Something sad to me. Some of my coworkers and so many of our patrons. I am happy that our reopening is now just days away. Along with your decision to close the library was your decision to continue to pay part-time staff during the closure. When I accepted a position with the library, I understood part-time positions came with no benefits. So when the closure of the library happened, I fully expected that would be without pay for non-benefit staff. Your decision to continue to pay me made me feel considered, supported, valued, and an important member of the staff at Yorkville Public Library. As a show of my appreciation, I have enclosed a donation equal to one paycheck to the library to be used as the board sees fit to cover COVID-19 related expenses that have been incurred. Thank you again for your decision to continue to pay your part-time staff during the library closure, as well as your efforts to now safely reopen our doors to our patrons. Sincerely, Cheryl Knox.
Tell me it was Cheryl. I was like, that is Cheryl. Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Cheryl, and Barb. So next would be public comment. And so public here. staff is not present either. Okay. So now let's report of the treasurer. So let's just take a look at the financials and approve them or ask questions.
Is there a monthly thing for Amazon now?
Is there what?
A monthly Prime fee?
Yeah, we get free shipping.
No, I just didn't know it had gone from yearly to monthly.
It's monthly.
I'm a Prime member. I bet they've been billing me and I didn't pay attention. Is it monthly for everyone? Anybody else a Prime member?
I think you can do it either way.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know they had switched that model.
Looks like we're on track for the property taxes to be...
I was going to say, are they paid?
To be what we thought they would be.
That's right.
I'm sure that's where they need to be.
I was going to say, it's at 47, so it's close to, we expect about 50% of it?
Yes.
Because this is half the...
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
and I'll make a motion that we pay our bills. For bills of $23,281.09 and for payroll bi-weekly of $17,685.93, with another week of another biweekly amount of $17,277.17, for total payroll of $34,963.10, for total disbursement of $58,244.19.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendage?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes. Okay, next we have the report of the library.
I'd like to highlight a couple of things out of my report. We had to call RJ O'Neill for two service calls this past month. One was for the telecom room. HVAC unit was not working. They were out about 2 weeks before. They said that it was due to more cottonwood that happened to be on the unit on the roof. We have the screen around that unit as well as the chiller. And then later in the month, we had a power outage over the weekend, and there was no AC in the building over the weekend. So I called for service on Monday, because if I would have called on Saturday, it would be time and a half. And we were closed Saturday afternoon and Sunday. So they came out, and basically they had to reset the system. The building temperature was 94 degrees. Between 9 a.m. and 12 noon, when it was finally fixed. The Illinois Public Library annual report was completed and submitted on time. I am starting to work on a marketing plan that I hope to bring to the board in August. As part of that, we will be looking at redesigning our website, so we're looking at getting a quote for that. The summer reading program is not at the level it has been in the past due to the fact that we've been closed and it's shifted to an online summer reading program. Once we reopen, we're hoping that more of the kids will enroll. Staff, we're currently down 6 staff members and we're going to lose another 2 next month due to school starting. We placed an ad in the Kendall Record, and we had over 25 people send in applications. We're starting to do screen. The managers and I met, and we selected 8 people that we will be interviewing this week and Monday and Tuesday of next week. The staff is doing an inventory, which is every 3 years of the collection, and cleaning the shelves as part of the process. And they were doing this on the downtime before we opened today. Now that the books are only in quarantine for 3 days versus 7, it's much easier on the staff. The friends have asked how they can help us. They've noticed that the area around the digital sign does not look the way it should. So they've offered to come and remove some of the stones. We had the landscaper take many of the larger stones as part of spring cleaning, and we put them in storage back with the dumpster. Next month, on this discussion later on the agenda is the landscaping discussion. I'm hoping to be able to bring to the board 3 quotes for the August meeting. So since June 4th, with curbside service, we had 474 deliveries for a total of 1,370 items. So kudos all the staff and everyone stepped in to help, and that really provided service to the patrons even though we weren't open. So I think we're fulfilling our mission as best we can.
Awesome. Great.
While we're talking about good things. We opened this morning at 10:30 and decided to give out, because I'm all for promotionals and giveaways and all. So we gave a gift bag to the first person, and it turned out to be one of our regular patrons. Mm. And so we got a picture this morning of me with him for the newspaper. That'll be in the Kindle Record. It's on the Facebook page. And he was just so tickled. His name's Ryan, W-I-E-R-Z-B-I-C-K-I. And he's just a really nice young man. I was at the welcome desk from 10:31 this morning, thinking that I would have to be the sheriff and make sure everyone had their masks on. No one, everybody had a mask on. No problems at all. So we gave each person, they were allowed to pick one promotional item off the table, and we welcomed them back. And so we averaged over 100 plus people today, and what I did was had hash marks by hour. It was 10:30 to 1, 1 to 3, and 3 to 5:30. And it averaged about 35 people every shift, which was good because we have over 10 people, staff members, and you don't want 50 people in the building. People got what they needed and got out, and it was a lot of families coming in with the kids. There were probably about 4 people that came to use the computers, and they asked, it's a 1 hour limit. So the question came up is, if you come in and use it for an hour, then you go away for a couple hours and come back later, can you have another hour? If someone's going to go to toilet trouble, then sure, that's fine. But yeah. We've got enough sanitized. We sanitize every 2 hours, and we're doing what we need to do. Our Purell hand sanitizer station came in at 10 o'clock. Dixie was able to put it together. And tried to buy more cans of Lysol.
Can't find that.
No, I can find it.
Really?
It's $14 a can.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that doesn't know. It's called alcohol wipes.
So I found a comparable item. I think it's Target's brand. And so I ordered 6 cans of that. So I think we're in okay shape. And the staff has got a checklist of what cleaning needs to be done at each station. And we're moving ahead. And people are happy. My only concern was how are we going to be able to do curbside and the people coming in person. And we only had 2 people today that did curbside. So people really want to come in. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a good start. Mm-hmm. The friends are going to help us out Thursday and Friday, and they'll sit at the welcome table. And then we won't have the welcome table after this week. So. It's coming along.
Did we have a lot of people come in that just wanted to use the printout documents for tax day? Or could you not tell?
No, I had to.
I don't know what he was printing out. He came and he had to print something out. I don't think so. Okay. I think.
Because I know you had somebody ask about that.
Yeah, one lady's our regular. She always comes in. As a matter of fact, she left and came back and got another hour later. These are all our regulars coming in. We got two new people that just moved into the community, and we gave them a lot of promotional items and welcomed them. And they're from St. Charles. So I said, we don't have the money that St. Charles has. We've got a great library.
And I noticed there was money in there for subscription cards. How does that reflect? You know how many cards that was? $476.
I would think that'd be more than maybe 2 cards.
We're down.
That's still good.
Yeah, 2 cards is 2 cards.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of labor funds.
That's a good first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks for your leadership, Lisa.
Yes, thank you.
I'm trying. It hasn't been easy. When I started, Russ says, oh, this will This has been a challenge.
Forget the pandemic, the aging building.
You got a challenge. You got a challenge.
I want you to send me to engineering school something.
I was going to say, the aging
building. HVAC school.
Right?
You can go have to wait until the next budget year.
Okay, so we've done reopening and library mural. Russ, do you want to go ahead with the E-rate before we move into elections?
So July 1st, we were able to use the E-rate funds that we've been allocated. We have until July of next year to use them up. I came in July 3rd and checked the Comcast modem in here, and we aren't getting our 500 meg that we ordered. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I called Comcast, and apparently, sometime in February, our project was rejected. For what reason? Nobody can tell.
And they never sent out a letter?
Never sent out a letter, never even contacted our rep that we did this all with. Mm-hmm. So when he came back from vacation on the 6th, he was like, what? Mm-hmm. So he's been trying to figure out since the 6th what's going on. And he's still, we're not getting billed for the higher amount until it actually goes into, they're going to have to come in and replace the modem and then turn up the volume. But other than that, we are where we are. We're at 150, mm-hmm. Give or take. And we just have to wait until he figures out what's going on and get that moving along.
So we haven't been downgraded. We're just still,
we're still chugging along
at this letter.
So
what we're supposed to have.
The bill should stay the same, and the reimbursement should stay the same. And when mm-hmm. when it goes up, we'll get the higher bill, and we'll get the higher reimbursement. And as far as the Wi-Fi upgrade, that will start on July 20th. Mm-hmm. Jason and I are going to come in Saturday and do some prep work in the IT room to get things set up for that. And then they're going to come in and replace all the white access points that we have currently and add 6 more. One will be in this building here, probably up on the beam up above. So it can cover the entire room.
So you have, so your total access points
will be 12.
12.
Yeah. Should be plenty to cover everything where we need it to be covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's where we stand right now.
Well, that's a snag.
Yeah. That is a snag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to sign those?
Yeah. Well, that's where we're at.
Okay. Okay, so now I guess we can move on to the election of board officers.
Okay, in preparation for the election of board officers, I would like to give this time for Darren and then Russ to read their statements.
Russ, do you want to go first?
No, I can go first.
Okay. Okay. So, so I wrote this more as like a CV or a curriculum vitae, like a resume. So my vision statement. So a public library is for everyone in the community. For the very young, it fosters the joy of reading. For some adults, the library is a place to escape from the real world and delve into the pages of a novel. To someone else, the library is a place to use a computer to search for employment opportunities. After the school day ends, some high school students walk across the street to utilize the free Wi-Fi so they can work on a project. We are missing a particular section of the population, the preteen and early teen. My goal is to collaborate with the Y115 district administration to help integrate the middle school-aged students' needs into YPL programming. For example, this could take on the form of extra credit for attending a YPL science program or hosting a fun fan club day. By the way, these were mentioned by my preteen She was brainstorming as well. She also would like to see cooking. Intro to cooking. Just any basic cooking.
Bring Gordon Ramsay in?
Sure. okay, so we also need to remain vibrant in the community. Engaging the Yorkville population through relevant programming is needed. I would like to direct the library to include cultural awareness programming in the next year. We have the opportunity to actively involve the community in programming through a write a novel contest or the Book at 5K race. I would like to explore hiring a special events coordinator to assist with providing these opportunities. I feel I've effectively led the library these past 2 years and believe the Yorkville Public Library is poised for a great year. I am enthusiastic about the possibility of leading the Board of Trustees again. And underneath that, I placed my board experience during the time that I was president. Renewed relations with the Yorkville City Council, lobbied the mayor for trustee reappointments and new appointments, formed the Physical Facilities Committee to deal with the overwhelming costs of utility repairs, led the library COVID-19 response, and conferred with the Jim Jensen, the YPD police chief, concerning the library patron and employee safety in the library. I'll turn it over to you, Russ.
Okay.
Unless there's questions.
Well, I give more of a history of what I've been. I would like to share with you that my time on the library board has been long and enjoyable experience. I was first appointed to the board in the mid-90s by then-Mayor Bob Johnson, and shortly after joining the board, I was elected as treasurer. As treasurer, I had the primary task of preparing the library budget and levy requests for the city. So Susan's got it easy because the city does it all for her now. During the construction of the new building we now enjoy, I served as board liaison to the construction company, bringing ideas, questions, and concerns to the construction company from the board. In 2008, I retired from the board. I was reappointed to the board in 2013, and then in 2015, I was elected as president when Beth Gamero retired from the board. My term as president ended in 2018 after my auto accident. At that time, I was not confident that my condition would improve sufficiently to continue on the board, let alone perform the duties of president. I'm not at the point in my recovery that I can perform these duties. I would like the opportunity to resume the duties of president in order to assist the library on its path into the future. Being semi-retired, I can better respond to the director in a timely manner when there is a need for a quick response from the board president or board member. Please consider me for the president. I've been advocating for the preteen and teen programs for quite a while. It is definitely a need that the library needs to address, is that area. I know it's come up in budget meetings that we need to do that. I would also like to try and figure out if our budget can sustain creating a library as a district so that we can be our own, manage our own affairs. It would be a very difficult problem with finances because it would be, we'd have to work on it. We'd form a district with our current boundaries, and then we'd have to annex the parts of the school district that we could. And that would also serve those people in the school district that are always complaining that, well, they pay money to the city for the schools, why can't we have a library card? This would address that issue. Without being part of the, having the district encompass the school district, it would be very difficult to weather a district creation. But I think we could do it with a lot of planning. I also would not suggest doing that until our bonds are retired in 2025. So we didn't have that hanging over our head as well. I'm not sure how all that would work either with carrying the bonds over into a district. So there I am. Questions, comments?
Are we opening up to questions for Bill?
Yeah.
Yes, at this time we would like to open up open up the floor for questions for the candidates.
I have one question for both of you that I'd like you to answer. And I know, you know, you have a list of your accomplishments in the time in office. If you had to pick one single item that you felt you made an impact in our operation as board president, since you've both served as board president, what would each of you pick as your single item that you felt made the most big impact to the library during your time?
I would say leading the COVID response and making the decision to pay the part-time staff.
And I would say hiring Elisa as our director, well, along with appointing just about everybody on the board right now, other than Julie and Ryan. That was myself and Katie Elder were the ones who picked everybody else.
I'll ask another question, so for both of you, you both kind of spoke to it, but if you had to just pick one, like, biggest area of opportunity you would like to see get accomplished in 2021, what would you pick? If you had to focus our efforts in one area, what would that be?
I would say it would be the preteen teen programming, increasing that programming for that age group. Actually, doing what we can to increase the programming in general for all of it, but specifically that preteen teen area.
That's a hard one for me because of the things that I've listed. The one thing, and I know that Downers Grove is doing this right now, is the library is becoming a meeting point for the community. You know, you have the police plus the community that are able to come together in, say, a space that, you know, people respect the library. People pay for the library. It's theirs. And so at least, to me, that's important with what's been going on is, you know, bringing the community together, healing. And as I had mentioned, the, you know, cultural awareness programming, I think, is really needed. And I think the library has the opportunity to teach the generations that are coming in right now and provide programming adult all the way down to youth.
Thank you.
It's really easy to have a good poker face right now. So.
Thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the most stressful meeting of my entire board career. Just going to put that out there.
Russ is not chest ages.
So, any further questions?
Can I make it a little more stressful?
Thanks.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'd like to be considered for a write-in as treasurer. I feel like that's a really important position for us, just with both the minimum wage increase as well as our need to increase programming. I think Susan's done a great job, but I don't feel she's been as involved lately, and I feel like it's something that I can help with and get a grasp on, so I'll just throw that out there.
Can you provide graphs when you
I got graphs. You mean graphs, I got graphs.
I can look at columns and numbers, that's fine, but you know, it's great if I see trends.
Get an ace projector over here.
Yeah.
That's why I put in writing candidates.
So Dale, what are you doing after this?
Yeah, so what do you do when the other person Do we just vote anyway? Oh.
She hasn't responded to any of the emails or anything.
Yeah. So I think that's a key position that we can act.
That's a coin.
But coupled with that, so we did not finish. Did we finish our strategic plan? We had to table some of it because we needed you to have a chance to look at the survey and what they wanted, and then budget, and then, you know, COVID. So we haven't really finalized, right, where we're trying to move forward as a board, because we were waiting for the survey, and then COVID happened right after the...
And I'm working on the marketing plan for the August meeting.
I think we have a strategic plan. We don't have our goals for this year, right?
Right. We wanted the marketing to touch, because some of that, we had some ideas for some of that programming we wanted. Like I was talking to my husband about the computer classes, which is why we were getting the new E-rate, because we were trying to up our bandwidth. And we already got the laptops, right? But now we can't use them, so...
What I'm going to do with the marketing plan, which will be a draft,
okay,
is take all the data from the community survey, mm-hmm, and plug it into the marketing plan.
And can we... So I guess for me, I would like to see... This part of the marketing plan is tied to this part of the survey and tied to this. What did we have? Our goals.
Strategic objectives.
Our strategic objectives. So, like, how does this meet? I know, like, for us, we always have to say, yeah, you want to do what? How does it tie to the strategic goals? How does... We can't just be like, I'd like to do this in the next year, and they're like, and that helps us how? So if it could be tied to the strategic goals as well.
Probably going to put it on our next agenda,
yeah. And I guess because money, you know, like how can we start to really critically look at our budget? And then it would be really important for a treasurer to be like, this is where we can make money happen, not happen, move around.
So you wanted a strategic goals revisited?
No,
the marketing plan should be tied to not just the survey, but also the goals.
So I think discussion on marketing plan and goals.
Right.
And costs. I mean, I'm sure you'll include.
But then we also have to look at some of the goals will not be accomplished because we can't do the computer classes.
Right.
So we can maybe replace them with something else.
Well, see, this is what I think what this is causing some of us to do is that true? Like, schools can't stop teaching just because we're remote. We're getting creative about how we do it. So, like, there are classes that happen remotely. Like, we, as the library, would still set them up via Zoom, where, of course, we'd only be helping people who already had computers, but I was even thinking of, like, is there ways to, okay, laptops are kind of expensive, but, like, hotspots are, our school district is trying to give that out, but there are libraries who are, like, lending those kinds of things, and, you know, they're big ticket, but you could even set up somebody who leads the Zoom. Like the library, you sign up through the library, but they'll have a Zoom that teaches you basic Excel or basic Microsoft, because so many people have to retool themselves to get different jobs.
That's true.
So that's a need we could meet right now. Like they were saying, our community is needing stuff, and who do they go to? If we start providing those services when we have so many people at home, that I think, like I was saying to my husband, he's like, I could never go back and teach. I said, you are an Excel with, you know, every crazy one. He goes, oh yeah, Excel I am good at. I was like, he goes, oh, I would do that for free for the library, just to, like, figure out how to be good at it. Because he's not, right, because he's not trying to make it. So I was thinking, I was like, there are people who would donate an hour or two a week of their time to teach other people a skill they already are good at, and he's home through December. So it was like, I could teach a fall Excel class. I was like, buddy, I'm going to bring that back to the board, because I think that not just him, but like there might be other people who are like, I'm home for the next 6 months. Now, instead of saying I sat on my butt for 6 months, when I do try to get back into the workforce, I could say I volunteered for the public library. I taught this class. Or, you know what I mean? It helps the volunteer as much as it's helping our
I think my number one priority right now, I'm going to be down 8 staff here instead of 28.
Right, which is why this is like something he's doing from home. No, it doesn't require anything other than people clicking a registration link on your website.
Right, but right now I can't put any more on Shelly than she has right now.
Yeah.
So my number one priority for managers is to get back to the staff.
Oh, yes, this wouldn't be for a while, but I'm just saying, for that to be something we are also when you're thinking about the marketing, thinking about the current world we're in, think about not just what we thought we were going to do before COVID-19, but where we are now, and we will be here for a while. How can we serve the needs of our community right now? Like, I don't want to market to a world we used to live in.
Right.
We got to market to the world we're in right now, and there's a lot of people out of work right now. There's a lot of people who are worried about their kids being home and getting resources. Like, I just want that all that to be in
the marketing or in the
and the whole trend used to was the whole trend of libraries was that the library was a destination. You know, it was they were developing it into the community living room where you know you have work, you have home, and then you have the library as a space of community. Well, that's is changing now because
right.
you can't.
Right.
We've taken all the comfortable furniture out. It's
can't
our library's
meetings.
Now grab and go.
Right.
What you need to get out of here.
That's where the groups come in.
And we're not looking at, we're going to start back in August with the Friends meeting here and our book clubs. We're not even looking at renting out the meeting room until after September or even any fall programming until we see where we are. So everything, you know, is just, we're trying to do the virtual programming as best we can. We have a big program in November on dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and we were expecting over 100 people for that, but we're probably going to cut it back to the first 50 people that sign up. It's a $400 program.
You can cancel?
No,
we already canceled that because we scheduled it.
Well,
we still want to do it. It's a good program.
Good ideas for the next president, whoever.
Yeah. Well, she's developing the marketing plan, so I just wanted to also be thinking
maybe
less in person and more virtual for the marketing plan.
No,
what can you do virtually?
Sure. I think, you know, I know we were talking about election, but since you guys are talking about it, just to say all the reading that I've done as far as libraries are changing the way we look and what we do, and I think that coming out of this pandemic, we have to look beyond the four walls continually because we just don't know where we'll go. And it's a huge opportunity for us to reach another avenue, a group of people that would never come into the library. So you have some people that don't come in. So if we start thinking about these types of programs being online and having something that, you know, teaching classes and so forth, I think that we would be able to expand our presence. A little bit, you know,
we got to think of our presence in a different way.
Yes.
I'm also thinking that the first class would be how to use Zoom.
Yes.
How to use Teams. How to use
Microsoft Teams. Yes. All the online platforms.
Google Rooms.
Yes.
And all those virtual meeting places.
Yes.
Even
Dropbox.
Did her writers group out of Plano Library on a Zoom meeting, and she had to say, "Show me how."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She didn't know how to use them.
She had to know how to share your screen and do
right.
all those different tools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we have things on our YouTube channel now, so that was your suggestion.
Yeah.
I
have to check that out. Okay. What's next?
We have to vote. And then
what
collect
do you
them.
Just put an X or whatever.
You write,
and
yeah,
write.
You can
X
put a check or an
out.
X or write in and then fold them and pass them to me.
Okay.
Do you want a blank one to tally?
Yes, I would appreciate it. I have a blank one. I can take this one. Split vote.
At least we do have an odd number of people. So.
Yeah.
Unless somebody abstains, we should be okay. Or abstains.
No.
No.
At least you have to do this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to tell you how many, like how the person has scored?
Just say who won.
Okay. I know which one.
But you know who. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. In the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees re-election 2020, president will be Darren Crawford, vice president will be Theron Garcia, secretary will be Wameka Rodriguez, and treasurer will be Jason Hedman.
Congratulations.
That was close.
And so how do we handle this with Susan?
I was going to say, you're going to have to call. Did you call or did you just email?
I emailed.
Okay, maybe we should call.
Is that Darren or is that...
Darren.
Is that the secretary?
No.
No.
That's Darren.
I'll call her.
Did we skip this? I'm sorry.
We're on the new business.
I think that was just for your book at home.
Oh, just, okay.
That's for your
the updated ones we talked about, okay.
That's the policy manual update, and then that's the revised rules of conduct that we have out at all the public desks.
Okay.
And that is one that has the vaping.
Right, I see.
And also number 16 is the use of a mask.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I guess let's move into new business. Landscaping around the digital sign. I know you mentioned it, but...
I think that we need to do something. I mean, that was brought to my attention by the Friends because they're not bringing in the income that they normally do with their book sales. I hate to have to ask them to fund that. So what I'd like to do is I've got the name of our landscaper that we use. Russ gave me the name of another landscaper, and then there's four... Is it four seasons?
No, that's HVAC.
No, but there's one that's a landscape.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to at least bring those three bids in and have them come out and give us some options.
So in the past, haven't we done something where we actually open it up to like NHS or football or so that are trying to get service hours where... Are you talking landscaping for like just putting like?
Well, we used them. They came out and they did the mulch.
Right.
We bought mulch from the city, and then the high school students did that for us. Mm-hmm. This, I think, has to be professionally
done. The old sign was landscaped as an eco project.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to note that if you look outside in the area there, it's a butterfly garden. And for some reason, I looked out one day, and it was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that was all done by Dixie. So what we'd like to do is, when I get the plaque for Daniel Chacon's and the Quiet Reading Room, we would like to get a plaque on a, you know, a sticker. Then we're going to call it Dixie's Garden. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
That's nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So what I'd like to do is get the quotes from these three landscapers and make sure that they're, you know, comparing apples to apples and not, you know, the same.
So what are you looking for?
The Friends are going to remove everything that's there.
Well, the landscaper removed a lot of the.
So you said the friends were going to help. How would the friends
help?
They
want to clean it up, so.
Right now, so the old sign was, it's just growing weeds.
Right.
I saw that. So what does clean it up mean? Are they going to remove the weeds?
Right. Do what they can to clean it up, and then we'll try to get
it. It would be nice to have some kind of garden around the sign that was landscaped with some easy breezy, carefree plants.
Is there an opportunity to reach out to the community and see if there's any gardeners or anything that would want to take it out?
This is a Dixie did that one and look how beautiful
yeah.
it is. So
like a gardening club?
Yeah, a garden club or, you know.
I think they tried something with the local gardening club at one point.
No.
Didn't
they? They did. There were a bunch of old people.
They can't be out there.
But I mean, if they want to plant it and if we find somebody like students or something.
Look, I wanted to put some plants in my, and my son literally dug out like a 10 by 10 square of grass. Like, there are young people who, my daughter needs 200 hours to graduate, and now there's like nowhere to get the hours because she's not at school.
To do that,
Boy Scouts, I'm telling you, I know a couple girls who are actually in Boy Scouts who would sign up for that project in a heartbeat.
I mean, I'm just thinking there's people itching for stuff to do right now.
And outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
And so that all we would spend is materials instead of materials and labor, because that's where the...
That's why I was thinking of service hours, like when you have an NHS or some of the others, or like you say, you know,
class. And then you can get to design it. I would like, if you said what's your stone, I just...
Well, I think if we got the landscape, at least we have an overview of what they're recommending.
Yeah, I guess it's really expensive. Unless you got a really cheap landscaper, it's going to cost you.
But at least they'll tell us what we should be putting in there.
I think, though, somebody who gardens would know, you know, based on where it is.
Well, I was looking at what's here. We've got daisies and, like, the stuff we have here is the same kind of stuff that would work well over there, wouldn't it?
It would have to be sun-only type of plants that would go in there.
Drought tolerance and full sun. Yeah.
I guess we could work both means and have a landscaper look at it and then maybe post on Facebook calling all gardeners or, you know.
First to the professionals first.
Work both paths and then see if we might have somebody great from the community come forward and say, hey, you know, I own a landscaping company, let's help, you know, and just see what we get with
I'd love to donate this.
Yeah.
Maybe they donate their labor, but of course we still have to pay for the materials.
Yeah.
I think the ideas are worth a lot. Thinking like the design.
Yeah, we want it to be nice.
Like the expertise is just priceless.
Yeah.
Yes. That is.
So what would you like to give away a whole lot of detail because that's what they're going to make.
The three, I mean, you still want to do the three quotes.
Okay.
But they're going to be, so this is my thing. I feel like it depends. If you don't have a clear idea of what you want to go in there, you're not going to get apples to apples. So what is it we want to go there? Full sun, drought resistant, do we want color or do we want green or do we want, what do we want is the edging? Do we want a solid stone edging or will a plastic edging or a metal edging? Piece of it, like all of those things change the cost tremendously. Because if you use
we have all the stone from what was there before.
Right. So do we want all of that stone to be put back
over again? Yeah.
So that I'm just saying, like to have all of that, like to let them know we want them to use our existing stone, so they have to factor that in.
Right.
Do we want mulch or do we want rock to be what goes in between it? Because I personally am not a fan of mulch because it has to get replaced over and over. It feels like you pay a little bit more for rock, but then you don't have to replace it ever again. Like, I feel like you have to go in with some idea of what you want, rather than letting them sell us what
they
think would be good.
Like a sketch of what you want, or at least...
Or the material, how many plants, like, do you want it full, or do you just want it...
I also think if we pin ourselves down, we might lose the opportunity for them to tell us what's going to work best. So, I mean, if we like one vendor and we like one proposal... We always have the ability to go back to the vendor we like and say, could you work this aspect of this?
Yeah, but I think if we don't have any idea, they could come up with such drastically different proposals, it'd be hard to compare.
Sure. I was going to say, you could at least spec out with them, you know, I want a cleanup done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want some sort of plants or shrubs that are low maintenance, work well in the light, and...
Well, I think we're fortunate we've got Dixie, you know... as a springboard there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So she would lead it because she knows so much about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she made that beautiful outside. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's three folks. Now we have to...
Okay. All right, so if there's no other questions on that, on the topic of landscaping around a digital sign, then we're going to have to we'll need to move into executive session.
Someone get me a
executive session. What's going on here?
Under executive session.
Is that just one? Okay. I didn't know if I had to mention the other or something.
No.
All right. Then I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for the discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or sending any review of the minutes. Okay, so we are back from executive session, and in session we agreed to release the minutes from February 10th, the executive session minutes from February 12th, 2020. Can I have a roll call of those who for agree or disagree?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brindage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
So then, this will go over to the city attorney then for review, and then
we'll release.
Okay. So then, from that, we are adjourned.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.